Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this special Memorial Day weekend. For those of you who are part of our Walking with Jesus family but live outside the United States or are not Americans, I invite you to join with America in considering this Memorial Day weekend is not just a special weekend for Americans. May I show you why? Memorial Day is our American holiday of remembrance as we honor those of our American military who have died while serving in any branch of American military service. Perhaps you've heard of Gold Star families. Here's a brief explanation. On September 24, 1917, an unnamed Ohio congressman read the following into the congressional record. "The world should know of those who give so much for liberty. The dearest thing in all the world to a father and a mother are their children." President Woodrow Wilson referred to these women as Gold Star Mothers, and President Obama on September 24, 2010 proclaimed, "As we pay tribute to the valiant men and women in uniform lost in battle, we also recognize the deep loss and great strength of those who share in that ultimate sacrifice, America's Gold Star Mothers and Families." Memorial Day weekend honors those American families who have paid the ultimate price by sending their sons or daughters off to military service, only to receive the news of their death. A very high percentage of all those Americans killed in military service have died in places outside the United States, fighting either to earn or defend liberty for non-American peoples of the world. In most cases, those Americans did not speak the languages of the countries in which they fought and died for the liberty of the people of those nations. So on this Memorial Day weekend, how do we and how does the world honor American Gold Star families? Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than they lay down their life for their friends." John 15:13. Would you consider that Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, was a Gold Star mother? Jesus was killed in action, but a different type of military action. Jesus had left heaven to come to earth to engage a war for all of humanity. Jesus was fighting for the liberty of every and all human beings of every nation and every generation. Jesus was fighting against Satan and his evil kingdom. Jesus fought for the liberty of my life and yours, liberty from our bondage to sin and our justice condemnation to eternity in hell with Satan. The ultimate victory was not Jesus defeating Satan by destroying Satan, but rather Jesus living a perfect sinless life, then giving his life as the atonement sacrifice, paying the death penalty for each of us, so God could forgive our sin and rescue us from our sin bondage and assure us of eternity, not in hell, but in heaven with him. God then adopts us into his family, declares us justified from all our sin, and sends his Holy Spirit to live within us. We become a transformed people of God. This is the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Has it become your gospel, my friends? In his resurrection, Jesus ultimately defeated Satan, the power of sin, and death. In his ascension back to heaven, Jesus reassumed his position of sovereign and supreme authority in heaven, on earth, and everywhere in all universes. From his throne, Jesus rescues and redeems thousands of human beings every day and receives into his heaven thousands who have ended their earthly journey. So I ask you, each of you, the most important question any human being can answer: has Jesus rescued you from the dominion of Satan's evil kingdom in your life? Have you trusted fully and only in Jesus for your rescue from sin condemnation and sin bondage? Are you still a POW, a prisoner of war, the ultimate war for your soul, or are you free from sin bondage and sin condemnation because of the work of Jesus in your life? In our Walking with Jesus journey, we have been traveling lately with the Apostle Paul and Barnabas in about the year 46 AD. Theirs is a special journey. They were selected and sent out by the Holy Spirit of God, commissioned to take the story and truths of Jesus Christ to places where people were living in hopeless bondage to the dark kingdom of Satan because they'd never heard of Jesus and the deliverance from evil that Jesus had earned for them, and was ready to accomplish in their lives. This first missionary journey began in Antioch, in the Syria region north of Israel, where a dynamic, multi-ethnic movement of Jesus followers had so profoundly impacted that city. The Jesus followers were given the name Christians, first there in Syrian Antioch, Acts 11:19 to 26. From there, Paul, Barnabas, and John Mark had sailed to the island of Cyprus, where Paul spoke the truth of Jesus in many locations. Then they sailed north to Perga, where John Mark left them to return to Jerusalem. From there, Paul and Barnabas continued north to Pisidian Antioch, where a great many Jews and Gentiles both accepted their message and trusted in Jesus as their deliverer. From there, Paul and Barnabas have walked east more than 100 miles, arriving now in the city of Iconium. Dr. Luke, the author of the book of Acts, the account of the spread of the gospel across the Roman Empire, recounts that Paul and Barnabas were initially well received in Iconium. Acts 14:1 and 2 says, "They spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers." Evil always rises up in opposition to good and righteousness everywhere in the world, doesn't it? Paul and Barnabas were bringing hope, deliverance, freedom, and many people on Cyprus Island, and then in Pisidian Antioch, and now in Iconium, were experiencing spiritual deliverance. But it didn't take long in any of those places for evil to respond. Just like in every place around the world in our day, where the hope of Jesus is proclaimed. How do you see this happening in your city, your country, my friends? Now watch this, my global friends. Memorial Day weekend is not about one battle or even one war. The sad truth is, American men and women have been called to arms every year for more than 150 years. Because at any moment in time, there are people in many places of the world crying out for help as aggressors try to enslave them or destroy them. Think of that. The reason these desperate people cry out for military help is because evil is wreaking havoc among them. The evil of drug cartels or military juntas or evil dictators or gang warfare or radical militant groups of every kind or corrupt governments or even some who say they are being sent by their God to kill and destroy. Jesus said this to his disciples the night before his final battle as he went to the cross. "In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." John 16:33. Years later, John the Apostle, the only disciple who stood courageously at the cross with Jesus' mother as they watched him die, that John wrote this: "The whole world is under the control of the devil, the evil one." 1 John 5:19. Paul, a few years later, wrote this to encourage Christians all across the Roman Empire: "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the power of this dark world and against spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. Put on the full armor of God so when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground." Ephesians 6:10 to 18. In closing today, on this Memorial Day weekend, I invite us to consider this. All around the world today, God-honoring people are trying to stand for truth, for what is right, and doing so in the face of what appears to be unbridled evil. Perhaps you feel like this is the battle you're fighting. Look at what Paul and Barnabas did in Iconium. So, Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord Jesus, who confirmed the message of his grace by empowering them to do miraculous signs and wonders. Acts 14:3. That reminds me of what happened after Peter and John were warned by the authorities to stop talking about Jesus in Jerusalem. They gathered with fellow Christ followers there and they prayed, asking God for boldness. And Luke writes, "After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God boldly." Acts 4:31. May I ask, is that what is needed in your city, your country today, my friends? Jesus-following people who will pray, asking God for boldness, and then empowered by the Holy Spirit, will stand up against the evil all around us in Jesus' name, speaking God's truth boldly. And what if we do that? Do you suppose Jesus might do in your city what he did in Iconium and Jerusalem when Jesus' followers stood boldly, empowering them to do miraculous signs and wonders? In times of battle, courageous warriors risk it all to defend the helpless, defeat the enemy, achieve deliverance and freedom for those in bondage and fear. Some lose their lives in the fight, and in America we honor the military fallen this Memorial Day weekend. I call us to honor those who have fallen in the spiritual fight against evil, the martyrs of all nations who have been killed, standing boldly speaking the truths of Jesus, standing on the unwavering truths of Holy God as evil advances all around. This picture sits on a shelf looking at me near the table where I write Walking with Jesus each day. It reminds me 13 missionaries caught in the crossfire of a civil war in the Belgian Congo in 1964, six of them children. Yet today, a church stands not far from where their blood was spilled, and the name of Jesus is honored in the region where they lived, served, and died. Will you and I stand boldly, speaking God's truth boldly, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit to see miraculous things happen in our cities, our nations, in the face of evil and opposition, as Paul and Barnabas did in Iconium? Here's a Memorial Day song celebrating the ultimate price Jesus paid to earn our freedom. Oh, worship, my friends, and thank Jesus. And pray, consider the reality of the desperation of our world and God's readiness to do something powerful through his people in our day, where you live.